Sunday Tama Talk.
Good morning and happy day, friends and listeners. We bring you another engrossing Sunday Dharma Talk by renowned Venerable Prat Thep Yanamangkon. Prat Thep Yanamangkon, or as he is called by close laypersons, Tan Jakun Thep, or Luang Pa, is one of Thailand's most revered meditation masters, Buddhist scholars, and educators. Now on a third term as national coordinator of the Provincial Meditation Institutes of Thailand, he is also the deeply beloved abbot of Wat Luang Pa Sot, Dhammakaya Ram, in Damdaen Saduak's district of Ratchaburi province. Venerable Jakun Thep has received honorary doctorates from both Maha Chulalongkorn Ratchavithyalaya University and Maha Mangkut University. He was also bestowed with the Gold Award for outstanding contribution to the dissemination of Buddhism by the Parliamentary Committee on Religion, Arts and Culture in the year 2010. I'm Sakrapan Yemakdun from Thailand, and I will be your moderator today.
Namaskar krap, Than Pradet Pakun, Prat Thep Yanamangkon. Today marks our 61st consecutive Sunday Dharma Talk. Our broadcast has now passed the 5-year mark, and in the past 5 years, you've given our listeners so many profound homilies and insights.
Jaren Porn to you and our listeners. Yes, it is past 5 years, and today we take another step forward to many more Sunday Dharma Talks. As I said last month, I hope that I have been able to provide to our listeners an understanding of the insights of Lord Buddha, as well as a practical way to undertake and practice his teachings in our daily lives.
Well, personally, and on behalf of our listeners, let me say that we've been fortunate to learn from you, not only Lord Buddha's insights, but also his Dhammakaya meditation technique. I'm sure that many of us have gained so much from the experience. As usual, we begin with a review of last month. Could you please start with what we've discussed last month?
Yes, of course. Last month, we discussed the significance of this year's Visakha Puja Day, which marked the 2600th year of Lord Buddha's enlightenment, also widely known Buddha Jayanti. We also discussed the year-long celebrations in remembrance of Buddha Jayanti. It is credible that, although it's been 2600 years since Lord Buddha attained enlightenment, his ultimate teachings are still pertinent in today's hectic world and in the hearts of all Buddhists throughout the world. The noble truths discovered by Lord Buddha, those thousands of years ago, are still taught and relevant to this day to all world beings, and they still reverberate with honesty and compassion to those willing to see. Those truths are the noble truths of suffering, causes of suffering, extinction of suffering, and the paths leading to the extinction of suffering.
Thank you, sir, for your concise summary. Today, we're going to complete our series of Prosperity of Life. We have already discussed the Dharma principles of self-control, social solidarity, career achievement, and good household. For today, please elucidate to us the final principle in the series, that of good governance.
Good governance is a practice based on accuracy, appropriateness, purity, and transparency and justice. It is the fundamental practice for all leaders, be they presidents of a country or a company, prime ministers, cabinet members, court judges, governors, managers, and supervisors on all levels. it focuses mainly on practical principles for alleviating suffering and maintaining happiness for the benefit of the majority and for achieving objectives with high effectiveness and moral efficiency. In other words, it is based on Sila Dhamma, or morality and virtues.
Thank you, Venerable Sir. There are four principles for good governance. They are accuracy, appropriateness, purity or transparency, and justice. Could you please explain these four one by one?
Yes, of course. Let's start with accuracy. Good governance regarding accuracy is the right practice based on law, theory, rules, and policy of organizations. It also meets the requirements and satisfaction of all people involved. Accuracy, when based on the law, is following disciplines, rules, and regulations of organizations made in accordance with the law, custom, or moral rules. When it is based on theory, it is obtaining data from study and analysis, which come from reliable, accurate, valid, relevant, and adequate or sufficient sources. And it is compiled in accordance with practice and theory based on scientific method. To be based on policy means that it must be practical, achievable, and consistent with organizational objectives to meet the requirements and satisfaction of supervisors and subordinates on all levels and of all the people involved. And finally, accuracy, which is based on morality and virtues, or Sila Dhamma, compliance with the teachings of Lord Buddha. Thailand is a Buddhist country with 90% of the population being Buddhist. Therefore, the doctrines of Lord Buddha are practical and easily understood for practitioners at any time. Good administration based on morality and virtues is the key for leading an organization or the country to achieve its objectives with high effectiveness and efficiency. Morality or sila is a precept that concerns moral restraint. Everyone should observe at least the five precepts to abstain from killing, stealing, or corruption, sexual misconduct, false speech, and intoxicants causing heedlessness. Virtue or Dhamma is a practice for creating a kind and peaceful environment, and raising morality is also called Panchadhamma, or the five precepts. The five precepts come in the pairs with five virtues of a good man, which are the opposite of moral misconducts, as follows: having loving kindness and compassion, or helping others to be released from suffering, practicing selfless generosity and right livelihood, not committing adultery and other immoral sexual acts, including same-sex relationships, avoiding lying and having mindfulness or state, and clear comprehension, sampajanya, knowing what is right and wrong, good and evil, the path to prosperity and ruin.
Thank you, Venerable Sir. Accuracy is not enough if it doesn't also have Sila Dhamma and Panchadhamma as its basis. What about appropriateness?
Appropriateness is the right practice based upon circumstance, persons, times, and places for maximum benefits and minimum losses. That means that one understands a method of management and governance based on causes and consequences, persons, community, time, place, and environment, When it is necessary, the leader may use flexibility or compromise based on theory and principle for the best results, while at the same time avoiding aggression, tension, or conceit, which will not be the key to success. In addition, the virtues of a good man, sapurisatama, are the principle for right conduct in the workplace and society, as well as in management on all levels. They are knowing causes and theory, knowing meanings and consequences, knowing oneself, knowing how to be temperate, knowing the proper time, how to choose and use time, knowing the assembly and society, and knowing the individual.
I see. Therefore, for appropriateness to be effective, one must also seek suparisatama. How about purity, Venerable Sir?
Purity is the right practice based upon authority, responsibility, intention, morality, and ethics. In this sense, purity refers to a good intention made without mental defilements, such as prejudice, greed, selfishness, lust or craving, ill will or resentment, delusion of wrong view from not knowing what is right or wrong, good or bad. Based on purity or transparency, the management practice must be always open and available for investigation.
Finally, we come to the last principle of good governance, which is justice. Could you please explain that?
Justice is the right practice without bias or prejudice caused by love or desire for desirable objects, hatred or enmity, delusion or stupidity, and fear to powers or influences. So you can see that the four principles of good governance, which are accuracy, appropriateness, purity or transparency, and justice, are the important key management ingredients for executives and leaders on all levels to be an effective leader to their organization and subordinates, and to manage fairly with justice for success with high effectiveness and efficiency. Namely, it is managing projects and or activities of organizations, government, as well as the justice system, with low financial investment costs, economically maximizing human resources and management time for maximum results. And it is also a management practice without biases or prejudice, such as love or desire, such as self-centered policy, hatred or enmity, fear and delusion or stupidity, such as being credulous or believing in unreliable sources.
Venerables, thank you for your insightful explanation. So briefly, good governance is a management tool for leaders in every field and at all levels. It serves to benefit the majority with the end result to achieve objectives with high effectiveness and efficiency, satisfaction, and at low cost.
Yes, that's correct.
With regard to your explanation about good governance, can we say that good governance is both an art and a science?
Yes, you're right. Good governance is said to belong to and be dependent upon both the arts and science. Science is used to review and analyze data through systematic study of the behavior and management procedure of a successful organization. With high efficiency, based upon such research, one can create a theory and a scientific method as a beneficial guideline of good governance for CEOs or managers to achieve organizational and national objectives effectively and efficiently. Good governance is also an art. The development of good leadership skills and practice is gained not only from study, research, training, and development in the present, but also from the past lives as an ongoing process. In this way, leadership and personality skills accumulate and gradually develop in the mind. In conclusion, good governance is the Dhamma principles which enable leaders at every level to handle their management responsibilities better. In addition, a necessary part of good governance is good leadership. This subject will not be completed unless we also touch upon good leadership, which is an important qualification for all leaders. Besides what was mentioned earlier, good leadership also requires that a leader takes responsibility for his or her actions and be accountable for those actions. In this way, they will be able to manage and lead their organizations and the country successfully with righteousness, purity, and justice, high effectiveness and efficiency, moving forward to prosperity and peaceful and happily stability like a conductor of an orchestra. We can compare a good leader to an orchestral conductor. They are able to control and harness the many separate facets and instruments of a large orchestra so that, as a unit, the whole can perform beautifully and enrapture audiences with their high-quality music. This is due to the skill and intelligence of the conductor. Similarly, to continue the analogy, the CEOs and managers and supervisors on all levels are able to control their subordinates to manage projects for achieving the objectives with high effectiveness and high efficiency. This is due to good leadership.
That was a great simile. Today, we had another wonderful Dharma talk with you, sir. Actually, I'm sure there's a lot more to discuss regarding good governance, especially how the application of the 10 royal virtues, or Rajatama, can lead to good leadership skills. However, it seems that we've run out of time again. Next month, we have another important day for all Buddhists, that is Asaha Bhusha. So I hope that you will discuss it with us then. And for September and October, we can explore more about the 10 royal virtues and good leadership skills. Is that agreeable to you, sir?
Yes, I agree. Asaha Day was Lord Buddha's first sermon, in which he gave his insights concerning Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, or the Middle Way. The 10 royal virtues and good leadership skills are actually continuations of good governance and leadership. They are very important to learn, so it is worthwhile to discuss them.
Good. Now our listeners have topics to look forward to over the next few months. Before we go, could you give us a blessing and lead us in a moment of meditation, please?
May you all receive the blessing of Lord Buddha to have a happy life, free from sickness, free from strife, free from suffering. And may you all look towards the teaching of Lord Buddha to find for yourself lasting peace and happiness. Chattaro Dhamma Vattanti Ayu Vanno Sukhang Phalang. Now, let us begin by requesting the 5 precepts.
Mayang pante visung visung ratanakaya disarane nasaha pancha sila niya jama tutiyampi mayang pante visung visung ratanataya disarane nasaha pancha sila niya jama tatiyampi mayang pante visung visung ratanataya disarane nasaha pancha sila niya jama.
นะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะ
นะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะ
พุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
พุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
สังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
สังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ปานาติปาตาเวรมณีสิกขาปะฏิสัมมาทิยามิ
ปานาติปาตาเวรมณีสิกขาปะฏิสัมมาทิยามิ I undertake the precept to refrain from destroying living creatures
อทินนาทานาเวรมณีสิกขาปะฏิสัมมาทิยามิ
อทินนาทานาเวรมณีสิกขาปะฏิสัมมาทิยามิ I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given
กาเมสุมิจฉาจาราเวรมณีสิกขาปะฏิสัมมาทิยามิ
กาเมสุมิจฉาจาราเวรมณีสิกขาปะฏิสัมมาทิยามิI undertake the precept to refrain from unlawful sexual activity.
มุสาวาทาเวรมณีสิกขาปะฏิสัมมาทิยามิ
มุสาวาทาเวรมณีสิกขาปะฏิสัมมาทิยามิ I undertake the precept to refrain from incorrect speech.
สุราเมรยมัชฌะปมาทัฏฐานาเวรมณีสิกขาปะฏิสัมมาทิยามิ
สุราเมรยมัชฌะปมาทัฏฐานาเวรมณีสิกขาปะฏิสัมมาทิยามิ I undertake the precept to refrain from intoxicating drinks and drugs which leads to carelessness
อิมานิปัญจสิกขาปทานิสีเลนะสุขติงยันติ
สาธุ
สีเลนะโภคสัมปทา
สาธุ
สีเลนะนิพพุติงยันติตัสสมาสีลังวิโสทะเย
สาธุ
Prostrate three times to the Buddha statue if available. Now we begin meditation. We sit upright.In a regular meditation posture, cross-legged, as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left, the right hand rests on the left, palm turned upwards, with the right index finger just touching the left thumb. The body is straight, and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath and relax the body until you feel comfortable. Close your eyelids lightly, do not press them. We use two aids, a mantra, Samma Arahan, and an object of visualization, a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Aloka Kasinya, or light object. Using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body, and the mind, components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness come together into oneness.Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at the center of the body, 2 inches or 5 centimeters above the navel. Rest your mind inside the sphere and repeat Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang continually and mindfully. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Focus your mind there, stop still.
When the mind stops peacefully, still at the center of the center expands itself and becomes a new sphere. Place your mind gently inside the new sphere. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Place your mind there. Stop still. Eventually, a bright clear sphere will arise. This is the Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed. Keep your mind calm in equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahang. Just concentrate at the center of the Dhamma sphere. This is your own nucleus which gives rise to this body and this mind. You choose experience greatest happiness you have ever known, not happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within due to being fully pure from the five hindrances. Continue meditating as before by stopping still at the center of the center of the Dhamma sphere. When the concentration is just right, sphere after sphere pops up by itself from the center, each one inside the previous one. The spheres of sila or moral behavior, samadhi or concentration, panya or wisdom, vimutti or transcendence, and vimutti jnana tassana or insight appear one after the next. Enter each sphere successively and focus your mind still at the pinpoint of bright light or hollow spot at the center. When the mind stops still, a new sphere emerges. When you reach the inside sphere, you continue in the same way, stopping still at the center. Again, the center expands itself, but this time, instead of a new sphere, you see your own refined human body, sitting cross-legged in meditation position, facing the same direction as you are facing. Don't be startled. Just keep observing. It looks very much like yourself. It has your own face, but it is brighter, purer, and more radiant. It may even be crystal clear. Take your time to make the body and its pedestal bright and clear. When you feel comfortable with the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the refined human body. Expand to feel the whole body. Feel the body from the inside. Feel the arms, feel the legs, feel the head, feel the toes. Say to yourself, I am the refined human body. I have become the refined human body. I have the refined human mentality. When you feel comfortable inside the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the sphere at the center of the refined human body. Focus on the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. The center expands itself, and you see your celestial body. For those who reach this state of mind, go on with the same procedure as larger and larger, more and more radiant. Bodies appear, become each more refined body, one by one, until you reach Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya looks like a transparent Buddha statue, very radiant, very pure. The Buddha statue sitting cross-legged. It's about 9 meters in height and width. Become Dhammakaya fully, right way. And now let us share all of the merits that we have made in this meditation and previously. Together with all of our loving kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe, we share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers and our friends. We share with our king and our queen, and the whole royal family. May Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead a peacefully happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and Nirvana. And now we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Prat Teb Yadamongkon. We reverently appreciate your superb meditation instruction.
May Lord Buddha bless all of you. We would like to invite you all to join us for meditation at Wat Luang Phosphat any Sunday. Our bus leaves from Wasagate, the Golden Mount Temple, at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. I lead morning chanting and meditation for all, beginning at 9:30, and Prabhat conducts an afternoon meditation session in English from 12 to 2 p.m. Please come join us. For details, please see our English website at www.meditationpark.org and www.dhammacenter.org or our Thai website at dhammakaya.org.
Sunday Tama Talk.